March 6th, The Daily Stoic. Don't tell yourself stories. In public, avoid talking often and excessively about your accomplishments and dangers. For however much you enjoy recounting your dangers, it's not so pleasant for others to hear about your affairs. Epictetus, Enchiridion 33.14. Modern philosopher Nassim Taleb has warned of the narrative fallacy, the tendency to assemble unrelated events of the past into stories. These stories, however gratifying to create, are inherently misleading. They lead to a sense of cohesion, and certainly that isn't real. If it's too heady, remember that, as Epictetus points out, there is another reason not to tell stories about your past. It's boring, annoying, and self-absorbed. It might make you feel good to dominate the conversation and make it all about you, but how do you think it is for everyone else? Do you think people are really enjoying the highlights of your high school football days? Is this really the time for another exaggerated tale of your sexual prowess? Try your best not to create this fantasy bubble. Live in what's real. Listen and connect with people. Don't perform for them. A Year with C.S. Lewis. The Truth About Ourselves. Every man, not very holy or very arrogant, has to live up to the outward appearance of other men. He knows there is that within him which falls far below even his most careless public behavior, even his loosest talk. In an instant of time, while your friends hesitate for a word, which things pass through your mind? We have never told the whole truth. We may confess ugly facts, the meanest cowardice, or the shabbiest or most prosaic impurity, but the tone is false. The very act of confessing, an infinitesimally hypocritical glance, a dash of humor, all these contrive to disassociate the facts from your very self. No one could guess how familiar, in a sense congenial, to your soul these things were, how much of a piece with which all the rest down there in the dreamy inner warmth, they struck no such discordant note, were not nearly so odd and detachable from the rest of you as they seem when they are turned into words. We imply and often believe that habitual vices are exceptional single acts, and make the opposite mistake about our virtues, like the bad tennis player who calls his normal form his bad days and his mistakes his rare successes for his normal. I do not think this is our fault that we cannot tell the real truth about ourselves. The persistent, lifelong inner murmur of spite, jealousy, prurience, greed, and self-complacence simply will not go into words. But the important thing is that we should not mistake our inevitably limited utterances for a full account of the worst that is inside. From The Problem of Pain. Continue on this path with him, enjoying his presence even in adversity. He is always before you, as well as alongside you. See him beckoning to you. Come, follow him. The one who goes ahead of you, opening up the way, is the same one who stays close and never lets go of your hand. He is not subject to limitations of time or space. He is everywhere, at every time, ceaselessly working on your behalf. That is why your best efforts are trusting him and living close to him. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Hebrews 7:25. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Psalm 37, 3 through 4.